voices of the powerless are powerful in their own domain. The power of the powerless is in the particular. It's in the very, very local, and one or two steps to the right and the left. And that's where war is fought.
I got that little, and away I came over to me home, like. I told them at home I was off. And we'd got all bits of belongings. I went and paid me boat bill, me cobbler, and me tailor, what I owe there. And then off I went to Driffield. So we were all men in the uniform, that's all it was. Straight from the flower signage.
Not a soldier, but a horseman in uniform, as Horace Harrison, a farm worker from the East Yorkshire village of Ayton, described himself. In 1913, at the age of 20, he joined the Wolds Wagoners, a reserve regiment of 1,000, mainly other farm workers like himself. But before he knew it, he was among the first to be drafted into the British Army proper. In August 1914, he was sent to France, straight into the retreat from Mons. He's one of the powerless, whose voices we have sought out in these programmes. A remarkable stone memorial to the Wolds Wagoners stands in the middle of the East Yorkshire village of Sledmere. You could say that it's not only a monument to the war, but it's also the last monument of almost 1,000 years of feudal power. The men from the remote Yorkshire Wolds farms who joined the Wagoners Reserve had done so at the behest of their squire, Sir Mark Sykes. The Wolds Wagoners weren't alone in being transplanted from their daily lives in the golden summer of 1914.